Hi Ken, here's Thomas. I sent you the analysis of our water, which I did in 2011 before I even started Castlelock Water Company. It was very important to me that we have a water which is absolutely really the best in the world, and I wanted to check it out because Germany has such high standards for drinking water that I wanted to really have it completely analyzed before I went to bed with the city of Dunsmuir and started that water. At the end of the analysis, it says, it basically says, it gives you the comments at the end. And it says, this spring water is analyzed after the conditions of the German drinking water regulations. The water is rated as soft. The heavy metals are as shown as extremely low. The water is absolutely not contaminated. It's also calcium nitrates, bore, and so on, also elements which shows that there any is pollution, any other pollution coming into the water which are not up, is also absent in this water. The total dissolved solids are very low, and they also test for organic carbon dioxide in organic CO2, and it is extremely, the cells was extremely low. And then it says also absolutely no bacteria, and that the water is an pH over 7. That is our. And then it just explains about calcium and magnesium inside the waters. There's a lot of waters that in Germany have a lot of high magnesium and calcium. Ours is relatively low because it's a very soft type of water, and glacier melt water. And glacier melt water is very, very soft and very, very old water, so to speak. Okay. And then it just goes into explaining about calcium and magnesium. Also that there's basically no fluorides in it. Okay. It also tested the water for different leftovers from cleaning substances, like exactly for washing detergents. They could not find any of washing detergents, even traces inside the water, which is fairly common in German drink water that they have is polluted to the groundwater polluted. Okay. And it also that goes in so that it isn't not polluted by any type of garbage pollution or so on. Bore gets into the water. It's extremely difficult to get out of water, almost impossible to filter out. It comes mostly through agriculture, okay, basically animal agriculture, and it gets into the groundwater, and that's why a lot of groundwater in Germany particularly, and also I know in Washington State and everywhere, there's a lot of animals that has a lot of bore in it. Ours does not have it. Of course, uranium is a major part in Germany, because since Chernobyl, they have really testing every little thing gets tested for radioactivity, and it's almost nothing there, which almost no water on the market which hasn't got some radioactivity to it. And a lot of it can come also, they're saying, from the stones, uranium or silver or gold or different metals which are in the ground that can make it can be radioactive. But ours is extremely low. Also from special for the fields, they use a lot of fertilizers. From fertilizers, they could also show a lot of phosphate and so on and so forth, and also comes in radioactivity. None of that is in our water. Absolutely none of the heavy metals is found in our water. Okay. No lead, cadmium, and so on. And that just goes into, in Germany, you have, especially for baby food, can not be absolutely no, there's two becquerel radioactivity, which is allowable in Germany, and ours is 0.07, so it's basically non-existent. Okay, I hope that will help, and that can be also put on our, we can put this actually also on our website just to, for additional information on analysis. Okay, thank you.